It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now for our daily focus is once again Missionary David Banda on the line. Missionary David Banda, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
I'm struggling to hear you, sir. I don't know what's happening with your line. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Much better. Much, much better. Once again, good afternoon to you, sir, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Okay, thank you very much for having me here.
Okay.
And welcome. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Lovely, lovely. So today we are embarking on a journey through one of the most intriguing and, dare I say, suspenseful topics in Christian eschatology. We're talking about the issue of rapture, timing and interpretations. From sudden disappearances to dramatic tribulations, interpretations abound about what we're talking about here when we're talking about rapture. We'll navigate through these diverse perspectives and zoom in on the Adventist view with Missionary Banda. I think I enjoy this intro more than anything. So first, give us a definition of what rapture is. What is the rapture, Missionary Banda?
Okay, maybe the simpler definition we can have for rapture, it's a simple means to be caught up.
To be caught up.
Yeah. Yes, maybe that's the easiest definition we can have. But now, this can also be, I mean, this is also a doctrine that the return of Christ, all believers will be caught up or rather raptured to meet the Lord in the air, and the bodies of the dead believers will be resurrected, and all believers and all dead will be glorified. I think this is the major sayings and beliefs behind rapture.
So what are the key biblical passages that support this definition you have shared with us now?
Okay, first, Thessalonians 4, this is 15 to 16, says these words. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always go with the Lord. I think the other one, it's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 to 55. We will still find something to do with caught up there.
Oh, okay. So how do various Christian denominations interpret the rapture?
Okay, so firstly, this is one of a bit controversial topic or doctrine that is debatable among Christians. But among the most interpretations or perspective that other denominations have over rapture is, some believe that rapture will occur before Jesus Christ. Some believe that rapture will be secret, and all these denominations have their own interpretations, and different denominations have their own interpretation of what real rapture is.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Is their understanding biblical?
Come again?
Their understanding. Is their understanding of rapture biblical?
Okay, firstly, rapture, we don't find the word rapture and being used directly in the Bible, but rather it has been taken from mostly, this theory is taken most from 1 Thessalonians 4, the one I've read, and 1 Corinthians, and Matthew 24, this is 8 and 31. This is where the whole things of rapture comes into play, but there is no specific verse we can say, boom, then talks about rapture as it is said. But now, rapture is only talked about in the Bible when you accompany it with the coming of Jesus Christ.
Okay. So can you give a brief overview of the pre-tribulation, the mid-tribulation, and the post-tribulation perspectives?
This is the perspective that actually this is where now the whole doctrines originates. These different doctrines originates. Some believe that in the pre-tribulation, some believe that during the under pre-tribulation perspective, some believe to say before the time of trouble, God's people will be delivered, or the church will be delivered just before the time of trouble,
Okay.
God's people will be delivered. Sure. Then mid tribulation, these others believe to say during the time of trouble, God's people will be delivered.
Right.
And then others believe to say under post tribulation, some believe that nearly at the end of the of these tribulations, that's when, or rather at the end of the tribulation, after God's people have gone through this tribulation, that's when God's people they are going to be delivered. So these are the major perspective behind pre and mid and post tribulations.
All right. Just give us now the Adventist interpretation of the rapture and how it actually, well, manifests.
Okay. The Advent perspective of rapture, it's based on these interpretations or the text I've mentioned already. The Adventist perspective says that God will only come when God's children go through the time of trouble. So maybe in simpler terms or common language, like people say, we can say that the Adventist perspective is that during after the post tribulation, that's when Jesus Christ is going to come, or that's when the rapture will happen. But although I don't like using the word, so rapture means to be caught up. So that's when saints will be caught up to meet the Savior in the skies.
Okay. So, how does the Adventist interpretation of the rapture differ from the other Christian viewpoints?
Okay, so other maybe I'll start with other Christians. Other
Right.
Christians believe to say rapture will happen before the time of trouble. Other Christians believe to say rapture will happen during the time of trouble. And our belief is that rapture will happen nearly the end of trouble. So troubles will come.
Right.
At the end of those troubles, that's when Jesus Christ is going to come and take his own.
Okay.
Sure.
So, do you want to point out how it differs from the other versions of rapture?
So the difference is that us as Adventists, we believe to say rapture will happen, or let me say Jesus Christ will come after the time of trouble,
Right.
due or after the time of trouble has happened. While other believers, they believe to say Jesus Christ is going to come, or rapture is going to happen before the time of trouble. Others believe during the time of trouble.
Right. Okay. So what is the significance of the rapture in the context of Adventist eschatology?
Our belief of rapture shapes our living on earth. Now we need to understand one thing. If I'll give, for instance, if I know that I'll be facing some difficulties in the near future, I'll start preparing for them. And if I know that I won't face those, probably I won't be preparing for them. So now our understanding of event is to say one at a time will come when we'll meet tribulations on this earth, such as they were never there since the creation of the earth. So this tells us to prepare for this coming tribulations. It equips us and put us in a right position to say a time will come when I will need to stand for myself. A time will come when I need to stand me and Christ alone. A time will come when it will be me defending my faith, not me and the church. So just prepares a person to say the time is coming
Right.
when everyone has to stand for his own faith.
Okay. And my final question, how do the Adventists interpret the scriptures like 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, and also Matthew 24, verse 30 and 31?
Maybe we start with First Thessalonians 4. This is 16 and 17. I think I'd read these verses, but I'll just read them again.
Okay, and you can give us the Adventist interpretation of them, yeah?
Okay, 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise.
Right.
Just from this verse, there are some things we need to pick out. Okay, so the Lord is going to descend from heaven
right.
with a shout, not silently. You are not going to hear that. No. Actually, I read some comment somewhere where it says, we never know these troubles we're facing. It is because others already caught up.
Okay.
So it is not going to happen that way.
Mm.
This one says, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. It goes on to give the details, with the voice of an archangel
right.
and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So this verse gives us the order of how things are going to happen when Jesus Christ is going to come. First, Jesus is coming from in the crowds and with the host of angels with him, and now he reaches the eighth and he's not coming in a silent move. Like it happened during his birth, like he was just born in Bethlehem and others didn't know when Jesus Christ. But this time is coming like other verses points to say, every eye shall see him.
Right.
Every tribe and owls will mourn for him. So this tells us his coming is not secret.
Right.
Everyone will know. And the other, verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. I think this gives most assurance to me personally. When we think of dying and everything, it gives us an assurance to say, when Jesus Christ is going to come, the dead first. Actually, one preacher once said, I would rather to be among the dead so that I should meet Christ first.
Okay.
So, the dead in Christ will rise first and meet the Savior. Then us, those who will be alive by that time, will be caught up to meet with the Savior.
Just as we're finishing, you're raising my curiosity now, Mvangel. But I'm going to leave it there. I'm now curious now to follow up on what you're saying, but I don't want to take more time. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your time. Looking forward to a conversation tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Missionary David Banda talking to us about the difference between rapture and what other people are talking about, which is not necessarily rapture. Oh, Lord, help us. The complexities of our faith.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.